Most people want to do what is right, fitting, and proper. The problem is the doing what is fitting, right, and proper. Today's text has two men who basically wanted to do what was right, but they couldn't really deliver with their actions. Our text has Peter following Jesus, wanting to see what would be happening to his Lord. He had previously been bold in confessing Jesus. He was bold in saying that he would never, never deny Jesus. Was bold in trying to prevent the arrest of Jesus by attempting to take his sword to the head of Malchus, but he seemed to have missed a bit. Peter was bold then to follow when others turned tail and ran. It was him, in him, to be there. But his courage failed. He wanted to do what was right, but on his own, he could not resist the temptation to deny Jesus. And so he failed. The second example in our text is Pilate. He seems to have wanted to do what was right, for instead of immediately giving in to the Jewish authorities by ordering an execution when requested, he gave Jesus a hearing. After discussing the issue with the Jews and with Jesus, he says, "I find no guilt in him." St. Luke records him saying, "You brought me this man as one who was misleading the people. And after examining him before you, behold, I did not find this man guilty of any of your charges against him. Neither did Herod, for he sent him back to us. Look, nothing deserving death has been done by him. I will therefore punish and release him." His desire to do what was right and fitting and proper, though, was not enough for Pilate to do the deed. No, instead, when the crowd complained, he gave the people what they wanted, the choice of releasing Barabbas to them. What can we learn from these failures of Peter and Pilate? We need to realize on the basis of them and everyone before them and after them, on our own, we're powerless. We fail. In our sin, we can state, try as we might, we just can't come through. On the other hand, our text records the activity of Jesus. What does he do? He doesn't rebel. He says to the Jews, "I've spoken openly to the world. I've always taught in the synagogues and in the temple where the Jews come together. I've said nothing in secret." Knowing what was in store for him, knowing that the end was at hand, knowing how it would occur, he does not flee. He does not call on his followers to resist. He does what he came to do. As he told Pilate, when Pilate asked, "Are you a king?" "You say that I am king. But for this purpose I was born, and for this purpose I have come into the world, to bear witness to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth listens to my voice." Indeed, his purpose was to be our prophet, priest, and king. On that day, through his active and passive obedience, his everlasting kingdom would be established. Through his sacrifice, through his doing what he was sent to do, that which was indeed fit, right, and proper, the purpose which he was sent was being accomplished. There it was, our salvation. That's what he was doing. He was alone able to do what was required. We all, with everyone else, had sinned and fallen short of God's glory and were able to do anything about it. But because God is rich in his mercy, even while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. His glorified Son offered up his life as a sacrifice for our failures to do what was good, fit, and proper. The God-man was crucified. His sacrifice for us, for the entire world. God indeed did love the world so much as to give his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. The message is sure and true. The message of our victory in Christ over sin, death, and the grave is used by God to change us. We are changed into those who not only want to do what is good, right, and proper, but in Christ and his Spirit, we are enabled to follow him. By the work of the Holy Spirit in us, we can proclaim his victory that is ours in the face of opposition. Though we may need to go into dangerous places, we need not fear the evil that may befall us. For like the post-resurrection Peter, we're changed into those who will confess him, who will proclaim him, not shrinking back from those who oppose the gospel of Christ, not giving up when the worldly will not listen, but continually and patiently instructing, reproving, rebuking, and encouraging our brothers and sisters in Christ. Because of what he did, we are his own, who live under him in his kingdom, who serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. Just as he's risen from the grave, he lives and reigns to all eternity. Indeed, this is true. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.